fears that war is imminent. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Thousands of people have left eastern Ukraine as fighting flares up between Ukrainian forces and Russian separatists. Fox's Trey Yangst is monitoring the situation from the capital of Kyiv.
We see the troops along the border, and today Belarus announced that the military exercises that are taking place with Russia are going to continue for an indefinite amount of time. This is a major indicator that the tension in the region has really reached its highest point. Now, what happens in the coming days? That's the big question. The military and the soldiers that we spoke to on the front lines yesterday said they're prepared for anything. The interior minister who we were traveling with yesterday said the forces across Ukraine are ready to repel a Russian attack.
Ukraine's military continues to request foreign assistance in the forms of anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles. The fence is going back up around the U.S. Capitol. That's according to congressional sources who spoke to Fox News. The fence will be erected this week ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. There are concerns that a trucker convoy similar to the one in Canada could take shape in Washington. The protest in Canada is pretty much over.
Police have essentially gained control of all of the encampment outside of Parliament. So they have gained control of the area where the truckers were protesting. They systematically cleared it of any people.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ottawa. Despite testing positive for COVID-19, Britain's Queen Elizabeth will continue with light duties. Buckingham Palace says her symptoms are mild. At the Vatican, Pope Francis called for a round of applause for healthcare workers who have worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic. Today in Italy is a national day of prayer. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
While approaching a vehicle during a traffic stop yesterday, police in North Carolina say a sheriff's deputy was shot and wounded.
This is an officer that I know very well. This is an officer who has had dinner at my house doing Thanksgiving and Christmas, so this is very near and dear to my heart.
Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden, the officer was able to return fire, injuring the suspect who was taken into custody. A helicopter crash in California has claimed the life of a police officer.
The crash involved two officers from the Huntington Beach Police Department. The officer who died was 44-year-old Nicholas Vela.
An officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra says Vela leaves behind a wife and daughter. The other officer is a 16-year vet of the department. He was removed from the downed chopper in Newport Beach Harbor and taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Fox's Rob Dawson, the cause of yesterday's crash is unclear. In Miami, a helicopter carrying three people crashed yesterday in the waters off South Beach, not far from where people were swimming. No one was seriously hurt. Farther north, a sold-out crowd will usher in the new NASCAR season.
Kyle Larson enters today's Daytona 500 not only as reigning Cup Series champ, but the pole sitter as well, looking for his first trip to victory lane in NASCAR's season opener.
I've got a lot more to learn, to gain experience, to compete at the front all race long and really have a true shot of winning.
Larson joined on the front row by Hendrick teammate Alex Bowman. He's on the front row for the Daytona 500 for a record fifth straight year. Reigning 500 champ Michael McDowell is near the front of the pack starting in sixth. The Harley J. Earl Trophy is on the line along with an automatic bid to the Cup Series playoffs. Green flag waves in the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.